Cochrane Reviews can cover all aspects of people's journey through an illness, including prevention, diagnosis, initial treatment, and rehabilitation. Raymond Ostello talks about the latter in relation to sciatica and what to do after surgery.
Sciatica, which is also called the lumbar sacral radicular syndrome, causes pain that radiates over the buttocks or legs and is combined with phenomena associated with nerve root tension or neurological deficit. The prevailing view is that the condition is most commonly caused by a lumbar disc prolapse or a slipped disc or herniated disc. However, other things may also cause sciatica. Many patients are treated effectively by a combination of non-surgical measures such as medication or physiotherapy. Patients with persistent symptoms often need to have surgery. About 60 to 90% of patients will improve after the surgery, but some will continue to have symptoms. Perhaps 3 to 12% of the patients who have a disc surgery will develop another prolapsed disc. Most of these patients will have another surgery. After surgery, patients might need rehabilitation, and there is a persistent controversy regarding these programs. Many different rehabilitation programs are available, and these include things such as stretching, exercise, and weight training. But some people have suggested that patients don't need rehabilitation programs at all after they have been discharged from the hospital. We decided to investigate the evidence to try to resolve some of the uncertainty around the effectiveness of these treatments by summarizing the results of the various active treatment programs for patients who had lumbar disc surgery in a Cochrane review. We focused on patients who had had surgery for the first time. We were interested in finding the effect on pain, global recovery, back pain-specific disability, and return to work. We included 14 randomized controlled trials with approximately 2,000 participants. In the review, most commonly, treatment started 4 to 6 weeks after surgery, but in some trials it started for the first 2 days, and in another trial it lasted for 12 months after the surgery. There was also a considerable variation in the content, the duration, and the intensity of the treatments, and most of the programs were only assessed in a single trial. Despite these problems, however, we were still able to reach some conclusions. For programs that started 4 to 6 weeks after surgery, we found evidence that patients who took part in the exercise programs reported slightly less pain and disability in the short term than those who received no treatment. And if patients participated in high-intensity exercise programs, they reported slightly less pain and disability in the short term than those who had the low-intensity exercise programs. Finally, patients in the trials that compared supervised exercise programs with exercise done at home reported similar pain and disability regardless of which group they were in. None of the studies in our review reported that active programs increased the chances that a patient would need a further surgery, and there was no evidence to suggest that patients should restrict their activities after lumbar disc surgery. However, problems with the methods in half of the trials suggest that the results should be read with caution. We still don't know whether all patients should get rehabilitation after the surgery or whether it should be kept for those who still have symptoms 4 to 6 weeks after the operation. So, to sum up, it seems that exercise programs starting 4 to 6 weeks after surgery lead to a quicker relief from pain and disability compared to no treatment. High-intensity programs achieve this faster than low-intensity programs. For clinical practice, this review shows that it seems to be a good idea to follow an exercise program following surgery and return to daily activities as soon as possible. But the exact timing and exact content of the rehabilitation program should be discussed with the treating physician.
The Cochrane Review of Rehabilitation Following Surgery for Lumbar Disc Prolapse that was done by Raymond and other researchers from Amsterdam in the Netherlands and Sydney, Australia, is available at cochrane.org.